Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amy Lieberman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Amy is an attorney. She serves as executive director of the Insight Mediation Group and Insight Employment Mediation, LLC. She's a much sought-after trainer on mediation. She's an advanced practitioner in workplace mediation and employment arbitration. She's the author of a new book, Mediation Success, and she's here to talk about this topic that's very important for small business owners. Amy Lieberman, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
I tell men that that book is as close as they'll ever come to birthing a baby.
It definitely leaves a legacy, yes.
So we've talked about mediation on the show before. It's a very important. I like mediation because I hate lawsuits.
And most people would agree.
And I mean, I've only had times I've never been sued. Knock wood, but I have had to sue a couple of folks, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the whole experience, even though I won. I didn't like it at all. And so, anything I could do to resolve the conflict in a better way, I'm ready for that. And that's the whole thing, isn't it? That's the whole fundamental, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's the goal of it. The subtitle of the book is Get It Out, Get It Over, and Get Back to Business.
Exactly.
And that's the point. You want to just get it resolved as soon as you can, as quickly as you can, and as cost-effectively as you can.
A lawsuit, just the stress, time, never mind the direct expense, can be disastrous for a small business, can it?
Yes, it can. And not only that, I mean, sometimes mediating with a company, and they've been in litigation for a year, and they're just, you know, they're beside themselves with the mm-hmm. amount of attention that it's taken from them, and they just want to be able to get back to focusing on their business.
As the old joke goes, I don't want any more cheese, I just want out of the trap.
Yes, definitely.
So talk to us, tell us about mediation. If you were on an elevator, and, you know, you had 10 floors to explain mediation, what would you say?
I would say that it generally takes a day or less. That as long as you're working with an experienced mediator, they're going to be able to address not only the business aspects, but the practical and financial and emotional aspects mm-hmm. of it, and that you're going to sleep better at night because you're going to get it done.
Right. And so now you said experienced mediator. What to define that for us? Is that qualified?
Yes, it does. I mean, you know, there's not actually national certification for mediators, so you want to
really?
Look long and hard. Yes, you want to look long and hard.
So I could be a mediator? Be a mediator?
You could.
God help us, right?
Yeah, you could. You could get a 40-hour training and put it on your business card and say that you're a mediator. But and that's been a hot topic.
Because over the years we've always thought of mediators as attorneys who were tired of divorces and closing real estate loans, and judges who were just retired.
Yes, exactly. Well, the world has changed, and although I do serve as a judge pro tem for the courts here. I'm not an ex-judge. I started my business 11 years ago, and mm-hmm. I take a different approach. I mean, I focus on employment disputes and workplace conflict and business disputes, and it's not about, you know, a lot of ex-judges, some of them are very, very good, and others are used to telling you what to do. So they'll hear you.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that. Would a judge be able to climb down off of his or her perch in the courtroom on the same level with folks without trying to be, you know, to be the judge, so to speak?
And some of them have a lot of difficulty making that transition. Very sharp of you to be aware of that. And so in mediation, you really don't want to have someone telling you what to do, especially if you don't agree. What you want to do is go for what I call can live with outcome.
Can live with. I like that.
Can live with, because, you know, the court process is win-lose, is win. And some people aware of mediation call it win-win, and sometimes lawyers call it lose-lose. Mm-hmm. But I have a different view of it, and I call it can live with,
I love that because, see, when I tell when I talk to people about negotiating, I tell them to make sure that when they think that they're going into a negotiating meeting where the final resolution could happen, make sure you know the absolute deal that you will take and beyond which you won't go.
Well, okay, and I would suggest that you can have that as an option in your mind, but keep an open mind and learning new information that you didn't know before and to hearing something about the other folks' perspective that you hadn't heard before, because that's the magic of mediation.
I didn't mean to make that sound like you'd be intransigent, but my point is if you've already kind of established that, then if he offers you something that it turns out based on what you went in with, you could live with that.
Yes.
Take it.
Yes.
Let's get
it
over with.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's a matter of, you know, being able to feel like you're making a rational decision and keeping your dignity. You know, one thing in addition I want to mention, Jim, is that, you know, mediation is not only used for legal disputes. Hmm. I do a lot of mediation work with business partners that might be having communication issues.
Right.
You know, one insurance company with an executive and the manager were having some troubles getting along. Department heads, sometimes a firm is going to dissolve and got a plan as to how to share the profits, but they never did put anything in their agreement about how they're going to dissolve, or they're deciding whether
they
to stay together.
They didn't have a prenup, did they?
Yeah, no, that's exactly the problem. They don't. And so there's, I mean, I do quite a bit of work.
I would think, in fact, I know, based on, we have other interests who are partnership experts, and they talk about the fact that they're, you know, they're constantly mediating with partners.
Yeah, and so, I mean, again, you want to always come up with a resolution that both sides can live with, and that's going to give them the peace and the dignity that's going to come with resolution. So
are you saying that you've got people who've been at each other's daggers drawn for a year or more, and a lot of acrimony has built up? You're going to come in a day or day and a half, you're going to resolve all that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow.
In a legal case, most legal can get resolved in a day or less.
Right.
Sometimes you might need a second day. And when it comes to partnership disputes or workplace conflict, if it's not so much legal in nature, but you really move to a better place in your working relationship, sometimes that takes, I would say, instead of a full day, it's more like 3 half-day sessions. Because you need to have some follow-up.
And you need to have some, let people go think about it and realize that maybe this system is not going to be as antagonistic. Put you in a different frame of mind. I can see where taking a break would be a good idea. Hold on to that thought. The book is called Mediation Success. Amy Lieberman is the author. I'm Jim Blassingame. When we come back, talk about some of the details of why you would choose.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.